probably familiar with the honey-do list, but did you ever get one from God? Hi, I'm Rob West. There's always someone who has a list of chores for you, whether it's your spouse or your mom or your boss. But what about your Heavenly Father? Today we'll find out what God wants from us in the way of good works. Then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, the usual honey-do jobs are anything but sweet. Get the oil changed, empty the dishwasher, and take the dog to the vet are a few that come to mind. But if you think about it, these are ideally jobs we do because we love our family and we want things to go smoothly around the house. Of course, there is a financial angle to this and a spiritual angle too, because as believers, we are a part of the family of God. We each have responsibilities in the kingdom to help things run smoothly in God's house and to demonstrate God's love to a lost and broken world. Now, let me be clear on this. You don't have to do good works to be saved, but it's evident from Scripture that good works are a necessary and joyful part of living for Christ. Let's look a little closer at the connection between good works and the Christian life. In the book of James, we read that as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Life in Christ means commitment to God's kingdom program. This is what God intends because He's a generous Father who made us and loves us and knows what we need. Our faith is meant to be acted out. God made us for a dynamic relationship with Himself, fellowship with other believers, and good works that shine the light of Christ in the world. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Apparently, God has already lined up good works for you to do. If you are in Christ, you already have your marching orders as far as generosity goes. The passage even says you were created in Christ on purpose for these specific good works. Knowing that God has prepared good works for you to do might seem a bit intimidating. How do you know what those good works are? Will you have the resources and energy you need to follow through? What if you don't obey? Well, let me tackle those questions one at a time. First, how do you know what good works God has prepared for you? Well, Scripture tells us that God wants two things from His people: righteousness and relationship. We can't do the works of righteousness unless we have a relationship with Jesus. When we're in Christ, we can approach God in prayer and read His Word, and the Holy Spirit will help us to understand what we need to do. In John 11:25, Jesus said, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent." So if you want to know how to do God's work, start with believing in Christ. He'll take care of the rest. The second concern you might have about following God's plan for good works is, will I have the time, money, and energy to follow through? Well, this is where faith comes in. Rest assured, when God calls, He also provides. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work." You see, God is enough. In Him, we have all we need to do what He calls us to do. Finally, what happens if you don't obey God's call to do good works? Well, if you are in Christ, your eternal future is secure. But if you choose not to do the good works God created for you, who knows what blessings you're missing? The great thing about generosity is that it's a three-way street. When we obey God's call to serve others, someone gets their needs met. God gets the glory, and we experience joy. After all, Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So, what good works has God prepared for you to do? Maybe there's a financial need you can meet, or a cause that needs your time and skills, or an opportunity to tell someone about the hope you have in Jesus. God will let you know. Just spend time in His Word, talk to Him in prayer, and look around you for opportunities to be generous. I pray that we all will be eager to do the good works God has prepared for us. By the way, if you need help with a spending plan or getting out of debt or saving for the future, I hope you'll download the FaithFi app from your app store. You can also visit us online at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back after this break. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Among the many categories of resolutions so many of us make this time of year, one of the most popular is health. Gym memberships, new running shoes, a new treadmill, a new regime for a new year. These can be good things, and we should be good stewards of the bodies God gave us, but there's a kind of fitness that followers of Jesus cannot afford to neglect. The Apostle Paul writes, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." So take care of your spiritual health and read God's Word. Devote yourself in prayer. This is how we walk with Jesus in this new year. Get daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7.05 p.m. Central, 8.05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. As we start a new week, we're ready to dive into your questions today on anything financial. What's going on in your financial life? Let's talk about it today in light of biblical wisdom, applying a biblical worldview to your role as a steward of what God has entrusted to you. The phone lines are open. You can call right now at 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today and tackle your financial questions on living, giving, owing, or growing. You can get right through at this moment, 800-525-7000. Before we dive in today to your phone calls, a bit of good news for workers, you might say. You may see your paycheck increase a little bit in 2024. It's due to federal tax bracket changes. The IRS has raised earnings thresholds for each bracket about 5.5% to account for inflation. Now, I know it's not a lot, but analysts are saying that if your wages are similar to last year, it could give you a small bump in your paycheck depending on your withholdings. By the way, the standard deduction for 2024 also increased about 5% for inflation. It's now $14,600 for single filers. That's up from $13,850 in 2023. For married filing jointly, the standard deduction is now just over $29,000 at $29,200. That's up from $27,700. So that might lower your tax bill slightly in 2024, but with all of these changes, it's important to go over your federal and state withholdings to avoid a surprise tax bill a year from now. So just be aware of that. Interesting, though, when we turn into a new year, these changes in contribution limits and withholdings and a whole host of other issues can certainly affect your paycheck, and so you'll want to know about that. All right, let's dive into your questions today. 800-525-7000. We've got lines open. You can call right now. Let's go to Mississippi to begin today. Greg, thanks for calling, sir. How can I help?
Good morning. Thank you for ministry. I really value biblical wisdom from in regards to finance.
And thank you.
We are beginning stages of where our kids are starting their families, and one of them right now is looking to purchase their first home.
Okay.
We would like to be able to help with that. We have in some ways already through gifts, but there's potentially the desire for them to have a loan from us as well. I would like to understand better biblically how that would look. We don't want to do anything that would, you know, not honor God with what he's entrusted with us. But at the same time, we know the struggles and things that they potentially could be facing.
Yeah.
So really kind of looking at how that would be structured, but we also don't want to rob them of the potential of, you know, working through those struggles as we did, you know, growing up, and the value of that.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that, Greg, and that would be the first place that I would go. Listen, I totally understand the desire to help your kids and wanting to help them get started well, especially in light of this challenging environment where, you know, the average home in this country now has surpassed $400,000, and then we've got higher interest rates right now, at least higher than we've become accustomed to in the last couple of decades. So all of that just creates real challenges. And yet, as you said, you don't want to kind of thwart the growth process that can come by working hard and starting with meager means and, you know, kind of working your way up and not, you know, having the opportunity to learn some of those lessons. I think, you know, biblically, I mean, it's clear the Bible says don't co-sign. I mean, that's just really plain in God's word. Now, this is a little different. You know, obviously, if you're making a gift, there's nothing wrong with that. You just need to think through, you know, am I putting them in a situation where I'm allowing them to buy something or enabling them to buy something that's really beyond their means. So, you know, all the other things that come with it, the maintenance and the utilities and the upkeep is beyond, you know, where they should be at just kind of in their stage in life and their income. And so in my desire to help, I actually may be, you know, setting them up for some challenges down the road. So that's just kind of on the giving side. But as long as you're not, you know, robbing either of them from their ability to provide for their families, which obviously is innate in us, God hardwired that in us, or, you know, pushing them into maybe a higher lifestyle than they're ready for. You know, on the lending side, the issue there is just what God's word said in Proverbs pretty clearly is that the borrower is servant to the lender. And so you have to realize, or, you know, another translation says the borrower is slave to the lender. Well, that just simply means that the lender-borrower relationship changes the relationship. And so now, if even out of their, you know, sincere desire to, you know, make all of the payments on time based on the scheduled agreement, they're unable to because of the loss of a job, because of something, it has the potential to damage the relationship. Now, you might say, listen, I'm going into this knowing full well that if something happened that was unexpected and they were unable to pay, I'm just going to forgive, you know, those payments, or, you know, give them the ability to resume down the road. I mean, but apart from that, you know, you would be potentially putting yourself in a situation where the financial desire to help could result in a damaged relationship. And of course, that's never going to be worth the financial benefit here. So I think you just have to go into it, you know, addressing those issues. How are we going to deal with the fact that my child, or, you know, my child and his or her spouse is now a borrower of mine? And what is that going to do to our relationship? And then secondly, you know, am I setting them up for, you know, a lifestyle that they're not ready for? Beyond that, there are some mechanics you would want to make sure to be in place if you decided to go forward. You'd have to make sure that this is in writing, so there's clear expectations, that you define in advance, you know, what is the interest rate? What's the expected repayment? What if they can't pay? What are the repercussions of that? And the IRS is going to want you to have that in place anyway. And if you charge them below, you know, kind of market rates, a portion of that might be considered a gift. And if you go over the annual limit on that, you may have to let the IRS know. So obviously I've thrown a lot at you there, Greg. Give me your thoughts on all that.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's along the lines what, I mean, we've had some counsel from Larry Burkett, and I've listened to Dave Ramsey and things like that. And then when we started out, we received, you know, some funds from our parents, and they asked us to read a book, The Wealthy Barber. And I thought that was a great, you know, resource and things like that. And I'd like to be able to, you know, do those kind of things for our kids. Just, there's just a lot of value in being able to do those kind of things and understand it financially and plot out slowly. So,
yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think, you know, to giving them a gift of a book like that, like Master Your Money, or, you know, a number of resources come to mind, Money, Possessions, and Eternity. I think the other thing is look for ways to reinforce the right behavior. So if you want to make the gift, maybe you make the gift, but you say, listen, we'll match every dollar you put down toward this house up to a certain amount, those kinds of things. Hey, I've got to take my first break. Stay on the line. We'll talk a bit more. We'll be right back.
Progressive elites in Hollywood, big tech, mainstream media, and higher academia are lying to our next generation. They want to convince our young people that America's biblical foundation is offensive, outdated, and must be overthrown. Your gift today will unleash AFA action to share the timeless truth of why protecting the biblical family is essential to the survival of the American Republic. You'll also get the free DVD and booklet set, Progressive Threat to the American Republic. Visit AFAaction.net.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, we were talking just before the break to Greg, and you know, I just want to underscore this idea that we've just got to heed God's word here when it comes to co-signing. Number one, don't do it, even with your kids. Secondly, when you're lending money, it's changing the relationship. Proverbs says it really clear. The borrower is slave of the lender. And so just recognize that the result of that could be a damaged relationship. That's never worth saving a few bucks. So just be very careful. I'd say just kind of my default answer is don't do it. If you do, go ahead with it. Just understand, number one, as I said to Greg, you don't want to inadvertently, by extending money to somebody that couldn't get it, you know, from a conventional lender, go into something where you're setting them up for failure. I mean, there's reasons they have these ratios. And if those ratios don't work out, you know, you're kind of circumventing that process that would otherwise require them to wait and save and be patient and build up their credit score and all of the things that come with delayed gratification. Now, if it's just to help them get in a lower interest rate, well, again, understand the implications of the potential damaged relationship. Secondly, there are real tax implications to this if you're giving them a below market rate. Thirdly, there are some mechanics to this. You need to take out a lien on the property. You would need to draw up the paperwork just as a commercial lender would do, showing the amount, the interest rate, the term, the monthly payments, what would happen if the borrower fails to make the payments. I mean, all of those things will lead to clear expectations. And then finally, I would just come back to, why is it that they, you know, aren't going conventional? And if there's a reason, maybe we ought to look at that and you know, recognize that that's a warning sign before we proceed. Final thing, and this is minor, but just something to remember, is that when you give a personal loan like this, it's not going to help them build their credit. Whereas, you know, if there's a conventional lender involved, it'll be reported to the bureaus. So anyway, just some things to think about as you consider this. In fact, let's continue on this. Donna has a thought on loaning money to family out of Texas. Hi, Donna. What did you have to share with us today?
Well, hello. Good morning. I agree 100% with how you just wrapped that up with Greg. Teaching your family members how to save, sharing building tools to get where they want to go. I've seen this in my own family, and they lend money, and it severed the relationship forever. I mean, we're talking about as small as $400. So I believe I've been around a little while, and I believe that God will provide, and He has, and I've seen it in our own life, my husband and I. So, if you're being honest, don't lend money, because it's just going to mess everything up. Just don't do it. It's just not worth it. Teach them to know how to save and do it for themselves, and teach them that God will provide, and show them, give them examples then.
Yeah. It's a good word, Donna. I've certainly seen it play out that way many, many times in the past. And I think, you know, one of the challenges is God uses these difficult seasons in our lives where we have to learn hard lessons. We have to exercise delayed gratification. We have to cut back to deal with mistakes that we've made in the past. And I'm not saying that's the case here with Greg's kids. He just genuinely may want to bless them and do it in a way that's God honoring. And I get that. And there are ways to do that. But in other cases, we're stepping in, kind of rescuing our adult children from poor decision-making. They don't learn the lesson, and then they're bound to repeat those same same behaviors in the future, which is never going to pull them out of the situation they're in currently. So it's a great reminder, Donna. I appreciate you weighing in on the program today. Thanks for your call. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We do have some lines open today. We'd love to hear your financial question. Again, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's stay in Texas. Hi, Nancy. Go ahead.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so appreciative of your program. I can't tell you how comforting it is to be able to have someone to talk to about little things that, you know, they seem stupid to other people, but really they're part of the big picture, and that it really helps to have you there. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate you saying that.
I have an annuity,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I've just received payment from it, and it's $2,800. And so what I was thinking is, what would be the best thing to do with that? Now, I'm 73 years old, so I was thinking of putting it in a Roth IRA, opening up a Roth IRA with that.
Yeah, you certainly could do that. So is this a tax-deferred annuity, and therefore this would be taxable, this payment that you just received?
You know what? I don't know that. I'll have to find out.
Yeah, you will, because whenever you have money coming out, either you withdraw money or you begin receiving payments from an annuity. If the annuity was growing tax-deferred, upon withdrawal, that money will be taxed as income. Again, assuming you purchased the annuity with pre-tax funds. If it was purchased with post-tax dollars, then you would only owe taxes on the annuity's gains, not just, you know, the withdrawal or the payment. So that would be something for you to understand, because I don't want you to get caught by surprise with that. Now, once this is after-tax money, which, you know, it would be in this case, then absolutely you could put that into a Roth IRA. Do you have earned income this year? Or do you plan to?
You mean, am I working? I'm working.
You are. Okay, got it. Yeah, so you can only put in up to your earned income or the limit, which, you know, happens to be now $7,000 this year for those under 50, $8,000 for those 50 and older. I like the Roth IRA a lot because this is money that would grow tax-free. So you put in the after-tax dollars, you then invest it, and then, it grows. And then, you know, anytime after you're 59 and a half, you could pull, you know, a portion of it out, or you could just let it continue to grow. The other benefit beyond the tax-free growth is there's no required minimum distribution like you'd have with a traditional IRA. And so you can let this grow. If you don't need it, you want to give it away at your death, you want to leave it as an inheritance, there's not going to be that requirement to pull it out. So the only other question to decide is where to invest it. And so I would look at either one of the robo-advisors or maybe one of the faith-based investing mutual funds on our website at faithfi.com. But bottom line, I like that approach, Nancy. I think a Roth would be great for you. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
To sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ, that is the mission of the Christian Worldview Radio program. I'm host David Wheaton, inviting you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, as we discuss all matters of life and faith from a decidedly biblical perspective. The Christian Worldview, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We're taking your calls and questions here. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to tackle whatever is on your mind today, financially speaking, whether it's your lifestyle, your spending plan, maybe it's your debt repayment, how to get out of debt here in a new year. If you want to bump up your giving or just give more wisely, we'd love to tackle that. Or maybe you want to grow God's money this year. You have some savings or investing goals. You want to know how to navigate the market or where's the best place to save. Whatever you're thinking about today, give us a buzz. 800-525-7000. Hey, speaking of your lifestyle and your spending plan, maybe this is the year where you say, you know what, once and for all, I'm going to get that spending plan in place, but I'm not going to stop there. I'm actually going to track the flow of money in and out. I'm going to stay on budget so I can accomplish the goals that God has given me using his resources. And you know, the only way you're ever going to be able to accomplish those goals is if you really are intentional about how you allocate God's money. Well, the FaithFi app was built for that. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click app, or you can head to your app store, Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Just search for FaithFi and you can download it today. Set up your spending plan, automatically download your transactions. It's built on Larry Burkett's tried and true envelope system, but in a modern, beautiful digital expression of that. Check it out today in your app store. Just search for FaithFi. All right, back to the phones. We've got a few lines open. So if you have a question today, you can call right now, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Mississippi. Hi, Gary. How can we help?
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
My wife and I are thinking about giving my daughter and son-in-law less than $10,000 to purchase land around their existing home. And I was just wondering the best way to do that with the IRS.
Yeah. You know, in either case, whether you gift them the money and they buy it or you buy it and then gift them the property, it really is the same net result. You and your wife, between the two of you, can make a gift of up to $36,000 in this calendar year, 2024, and you don't even have to let the IRS know. If you were to happen to go above $18,000 per person, you and your wife, each 18 or a total of 36, then you'd have to fill out IRS gift form 709. That wouldn't result in taxes. That would just then chip away at your lifetime exemption, which is now, you know, over $13 million before you'd have any estate taxes. So, you know, either way, you're going to make the gift to them. It's going to be under the $36,000 in cash. They turn around and buy the property, or you buy it and then make the gift. It would still be you know, applied toward, even if you're gifting property, it would still be applied to that annual gift exclusion of $36,000 between you and your wife. So really, whatever's more simple, if you want to just give it to them and let them go through the process of buying it just so they have that experience, that might be worthwhile. But at the end of the day, there are no differences from a tax standpoint.
Okay, so we can just give them the cash without the IRS involved.
That's exactly right. Because of the amount we're talking here, under $10,000, you absolutely can.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate your program.
Yes, sir, Gary. Thank you for your call today. We appreciate you very much. We've got more calls coming in, plus two lines open, 800-525-7000. We'd love to tackle your financial questions today. Let me take just a moment and talk to you about solving financial problems. We've referenced this several times today. We've been talking about it today related to adult children. But, you know, in the midst of economic bad news, you may be facing your own financial problems. If that's the case, do you have a plan to solve those problems? You know, too often we let our anxiety and fear determine how we respond to personal hardship. But anxiety and fear are tools of the enemy to distract us from following God. Here's what 1 Peter 5:8 says. It says, "For your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." So if you feel your financial problems are eating you up, take heart, because God is aware of what's going on with you, and he can bring you through those struggles. The fact is, as believers, we are much loved children of the Lord God Almighty. So we can handle financial problems in a different way, following biblical principles. And in the next segment, I will tackle those and share with you what I see in Scripture on some of the steps, some of the keys to solving financial problems according to biblical wisdom. We'll get to that in just a bit. In the meantime, let's head back to the phones. We're going to go, let's see, to Texas. Hi, Gloria. How can I help you?
Good morning. Earlier, you said something about contribution limits. I didn't know there was such a thing. So, and if you give more than the limit, are you penalized?
Yeah, it's a great question.
And what is the limit?
Sure. Yeah, so there are a couple of different kinds of contribution limits we'll talk about most often. One would be contribution limits to a retirement account, like an IRA or a 401k. What you may be referring to is the limits on the amount you can make as a gift to an individual. What are you describing, the gift or the retirement contributions?
Well, I thought when you said contributions, I came to mind what I give to other ministries, charities, things of that nature.
Oh,
I
see.
Talking about, you know, personal contributions. I was just, is there a limit on what I can give? Like if I make a contribution to your ministry and other ministries, my churches and whatever.
Yeah, no, okay. Ma'am. You can do as much as you want. There could be a limit for the amount that you can deduct based on your adjusted gross income. You may not be able to deduct it against your taxes if you give over a certain amount of your income, but you can give as much as you want. There are no contribution limits to ministries or charities whatsoever. So you can, you know, you can give away as the Lord leads, and there's no stopping on that.
Okay. Well, that helps me a whole lot. Now, a minute ago, you told this man that he could give so much to his family without getting the IRS involved.
Yes, ma'am.
I wrote down that you said $18,000, but then when you ended the conversation, you said something about $10,000.
Oh, yeah.
So what?
Yes, good question. I appreciate you clarifying that. He was saying he's giving his kids just under $10,000. And so I was saying, because you're only giving them less than $10,000, you're well under the limit of $18,000 per person. So you're right. So disregard the 10,000 number. The limit you can give without involving the IRS to any individual is $18,000 per person, which also means that if you're married, you and your spouse could give a total of $36,000 to any one individual, $18,000 apiece. And you can do that to as many people and as many times as you want, and you don't have to tell the IRS a bit. But if you get over that $18,000 per person or $36,000 for a couple, that's when you have to let the IRS know by just filling out the gift form.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Gloria. Thanks for your call today. May the Lord bless you. We appreciate you. Folks, we're going to take our final break of the hour here, and then we'll come back with our final segment. We've got room for more questions. So what are you wrestling with today, financially speaking? We'll help you process it through the lens of Scripture. Call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'll also tackle how you can solve financial problems according to biblical wisdom. That's coming up right around the corner.
This is a unique moment in the history of our country where we have an opportunity to restore the foundations of this nation.
Tony Perkins of Washington Watch.
To a nation that once again honors God. It will not happen unless God's people are informed and engaged.
Join Tony Perkins for Washington Watch. Weekday afternoons at 4 Central and Saturday evening at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
I want to talk about Israel. So, Robert, is this the end of the world we're seeing?
What I can answer, you know, Matthew 24:36 says, no man knows the hour or the day, but I think things are absolutely being set up for what will be the end of times. And what people don't realize is this is ultimately a spiritual conflict.
Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions. In fact, we've got a few lines open for you for whatever you're wrestling with today, financially speaking. 800-525-7000 is the number. You can call that right now. Hey, let's get back just for a moment to solving financial problems. You know, in the midst of the challenging economic situation we find ourselves in, you may be facing some financial challenges of your own, and we want to encourage you to look to God's way to handle that, following biblical principles. And here's how. First, I would say, run to God. You know, Proverbs 18:10 tells us why this is an effective strategy. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. You know, if you put your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're counted among the righteous. And running to the Lord's safe tower is your privilege. You see, when you're facing financial problems, you can put them before the Lord in prayer, trusting Him to sustain you and provide for you through these hard times. I realize it's difficult, but you have to admit you can't fix things on your own. So first, run to God. Second, do what's right. God expects His people to, and I'm quoting from His word here, do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with Him. So the second step is carefully examining what you're doing. Now, if there's any partiality or greed or dishonesty in your dealings, well, take care of those heart issues first through repentance. Next, make things right with anyone you might have injured. Going forward, commit to righteous attitudes and actions, and find a godly friend who can provide accountability for you as you begin to solve your financial problems. So first, we're going to run to God. Second, we're going to do what's right. Third is we're going to make a plan. Let me go back to God's word. These are the words of the Apostle Paul. He said, "For God is not a God of disorder, but a God of peace." Paul wrote that to the Corinthians, and it can apply to both relationships and actions. So whether your plan is a systematic plan for paying off debt or a simple budget or a step-by-step correction of a financial mistake, doing things in good order is key. There is an order of operation that we need to follow in all kinds of things, and that certainly applies here in our finances. And the final step in dealing with financial problems is to seek godly advice. Proverbs 11:14 says, "For lack of guidance, a nation fails, but victory is won through many advisors." So whether you get help from a certified kingdom advisor at faithfi.com, or you talk to a godly financial counselor, by the way, we have certified Christian financial counselors that are a part of FaithFi here. You can find those at faithfi.com/cert, CFC. That stands for Certified Christian Financial Counselor. So that's CERT, C-E-R-T, C-F-C. You'll see the list of the initial group of certified counselors we are making available to you. They can help you with things like setting up your spending plan, getting a debt repayment plan, perhaps helping you with relational money issues. They're godly counselors, and they're ready to help you financially, so you can check that out at our website. But, you know, that help is so key because it really gives you somebody to provide accountability, wise counsel, somebody to pray with you. And I think that's really key, especially when we're dealing with financial problems and struggles. You know, it can be so easy to just avoid it. You kind of forget about it, maybe not even open the envelopes when they come in and kind of just hope it goes away. Now, we know it won't, but it's just easier than dealing with it. But having somebody who can help you get on a plan and establish kind of step one, step two, so you can begin making progress is so key. And before you know it, you'll be well into that plan. You'll have the motivation to continue, and you will find yourself actually making progress toward solving your financial challenges. You know, solving your financial problems isn't a one-size-fits-all proposition. Each person's situation is unique, but God never changes. And His Word and the principles in it are trustworthy and useful. You can be sure that you're on the right track for solving your financial problems when you follow these steps. Run to God first, do what's right, make a plan, and seek godly advice. By the way, if we can help you in your financial journey, we'd love for you to visit our website at faithfi.com. And of course, you can always call the program here at 800-525-7000. In fact, I've got room for maybe one or two more questions today. If you have a financial question in your life related to any of these financial topics we've been talking about, we'd love to tackle it with you. Let me also mention one other thing you can do while you're at faithfi.com is you can jump into our FaithFi community. Now, you may not have seen it. It's in the FaithFi app. It's also on our website at faithfi.com. Here's what's happening, though. Every day, stewards like you are posting questions and comments. They're tackling things together. They're sharing ideas. They're responding to one another. And it's a great free way for you to be connected to a community literally around the globe of stewards that want to be faithful in managing God's money. And by setting up a free FaithFi account, you can jump into the community and post a question and respond to others. So check that out today when you visit faithfi.com. Hey, by the way, we mentioned the IRA contribution limits for 2024. I do want to make sure you know that your Roth and traditional IRA contribution limits have increased to $7,000. For 23 and 24, you can deduct charitable contributions if you itemize your tax deductions. But don't forget that for 2023, last year, you can still contribute to an IRA until you file your 2023 tax return. So that might be an opportunity if you want to get some extra money into your IRA. You didn't make contributions last year, but you have the ability to do so. Maybe you got a bonus right here at the beginning of the year for last year. It would be a great opportunity prior to you filing for 2023 for you to go ahead and fund 23, and then you can turn around and fund 2024 as well. Let me also mention just a few of these kind of basic ideas I think you need to know as you're managing God's money, because, you know, here at the start of the year, we don't have to make things overly complex. The key is to follow God's principles when it comes to managing his money. And one of the ways we do that is by just following some basic steps. First of all, live within your means. That's why you got to have a spending plan. Second is to avoid the use of debt. So let's try to limit the use of debt and get out of debt over time. Third is to set some long-term goals, because we're always going to make a better decision today when our perspective is long-term. Fourth, we want to have some margin or some liquidity. So we don't want to spend right up to the edge. We want to spend less than we earn. That's going to give us margin, and that margin or surplus is key to funding our God-given financial goals. And then finally, give generously, because giving breaks the grip of money over our lives. And when we do those five simple things, well, doesn't mean everything will always be perfect. It just means that you're putting yourself in a position to experience God's best. All right, before we round out the program today, let me tackle a couple of your emails, because we receive these every day, and I often don't get to enough of them. So this comes from Angelica. She writes, we're thinking of purchasing a home at the end of 2024. Do you think rates will be lower, and do you think home prices will stay high? Well, it's a great question, Angelica. You know, the Federal Reserve is expected to lower interest rates 6 times this year in small increments. Now, it could be less than that. I would probably say it's 4 to 6 times. In fact, some of the data out today, even just on wage increases, is not going to be welcome news for the Federal Reserve. You know, the strength of this economy is going to prove that inflation will be stubborn. And so we may see the Fed holding off on lowering rates even a bit longer than we expect. But the bottom line is, we do expect rate declines this year. So mortgage rates should go down. I think my best guess, and no one really knows, but my best guess is that we would see interest rates in the fives by the end of 2024, which obviously that's not ideal, especially when we got used to those 2.75% and 3% rates. But it's still, you know, better than where we are today. So I would say, you know, if you are looking to buy at the end of the year, just make sure that you know, you've counted the cost. And my recommendation is that you have no more than 25% of your take-home pay going to principal, interest, taxes, and insurance on your mortgage. So run those scenarios with the down payment that you have. That's hopefully at least 20%. And let's make sure that that payment, including taxes and insurance, is no more than 25% of your take-home pay. By the way, this week, 30-year mortgage rates are just under 7%. So obviously we have a long way to go to get into the fives, but we're hopeful of that by the end of the year. Let me just also say, I'm not looking for home prices to decline. The demand for housing is still outpacing supply. So although we're seeing a slowing of the home price increases, we're not expecting any kind of decline. So again, that's where, even if you have to delay the purchase to save, I really don't want you to stretch too far and pay more than you can actually afford. So really crunch those numbers, be honest with yourself about what you can actually afford based on your budget and some of those rules of thumb that I mentioned, and only go into that home purchase when you're ready. If you need to push it beyond 2024, I might do that just so you don't put yourself in a financial hardship. Angelica, thank you for writing to us. I hope that's helpful to you. By the way, if you have a question you'd like to send it along, send it to askrob@faithfi.com. That's askrob@faithfi.com. Well, that's going to do it for us today, folks. So thankful to have each of you along with us on the broadcast today as we tackled your financial questions. We covered a lot of ground. Let me say thanks to my team today on behalf of Devin Patrick, Jim Henry, and Robert Youngblood. I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. May the Lord bless you and go out and make God your ultimate treasure. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.